faith or fake. Pretending is not faith. Many people want to believe, but find fears and doubts undermining their desire. In the prophet Daniel, we read of an image whose feet are iron mixed with clay. And whereas you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Daniel 2:43. This passage is speaking of a people of faith, iron, who try to assimilate with a non-believing people, clay. This union will not work because of the differences in the material. They cannot be combined. The result of the attempted union is conflict and weakness. The last days of the age of grace will be marked by this disunity. In a similar fashion, many who profess to be Christians are double-minded. On the one hand, they want to believe, while on the other hand, they lean to their own understanding. This state is an irreconcilable state of conflict and weakness in the individual, just as the conflict between iron and clay is irreconcilable. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, James 1:8. And Elijah came unto the people and said, "How long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. 1 Kings 18:21. The promises of God that are provided by grace come by faith. It is not sufficient to merely desire the blessings of God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1:6-7. So, God's requirement is that we really believe what he says, even to the point of denying everyone else. God forbid. Yes, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you're judged. Romans 3:4. Are we going to continue cutting bait? Are we going to start fishing? It is time for us to prove our faith by our works. For the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. In order for the works to manifest, we must have pure faith, faith that proceeds from the Holy Spirit in accordance with the Word. If you're halting between two opinions, recognize that the enemy is playing with your head. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Turn to the Lord with all your heart. Trust him with your life and see the salvation of the Lord.